Now for our story. Aunt Mary Lane went up the steps of the little Wakefield Hospital and into the entrance hall. She was carrying a flower pot with some bright red blossoms, a box of candy, and some magazines. As she went down the corridor toward Carla Descari's room, her thoughts were troubled. Carla was recuperating after a brain concussion, the result of a quarrel with her husband. Mario disappeared after a jealous scene, still believing his wife had betrayed him. If only they could find him, Mary Lane was thinking. But although her face was grave as she paused outside Carla's door, she smiled cheerfully as she entered the small, neat room. Carla was propped with pillows. She looked like a little girl with her heavy, dark hair framing her face and her big, shining eyes. And there was a child's eagerness in her voice as she welcomed her guest.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't make it yesterday, as I promised, Carla. But lately, there have been so many things to do.
Oh, I know how busy you are. I don't expect you to come every day.
Lefty sent you this little plant, dear.
Oh, how nice of him.
And I brought some magazines and candy.
Thank you, Aunt Mary. I'm afraid I'm going to be dreadfully spoiled by the time I...
What, Carla?
I started to say, by the time I go home. And it isn't my home anymore. Of course, I'm going to stay there. But since Mario gave it to his sister, he doesn't want me there.
It's going to be your home again, Carla. Just as it was before all this started.
Yes, of course.
Well, I'll set this plant over on the dresser so you can see it in the mirror, too.
Oh, it's lovely. Will you be sure and thank Lefty for me?
Of course, dear.
Sit down here by the bed.
All right, child.
My, that's a beautiful blue dress you're wearing.
Peggy insisted I wear it when she found I was coming to see you. She said that since everything here in the hospital is white, that a brightly colored dress was a thing to wear.
That's right. But that's an exceptionally pretty blue.
Thank you, dear. I had a rather special reason for coming today. That is, besides wanting to know how you're getting along. And by the way, you look so much better. I'm glad to see a little color in your cheeks again.
Well, I feel much better, too. I'm all right so long as I don't begin to think about things. The past or the future, either. Then I get frightened and... Well, you know.
Carla, I have some news for you. And I hope it will turn out to be good news.
Good news? About Mario?
Yes. You see, dear, when the board of directors at the bank refused to give Bill his job back, Bill decided he'd have to do something to put things right somehow. Do something on his own, I mean.
Aunt Mary, I felt so awful when I heard about Bill's losing his job. I guess it was my fault. If I told about what happened sooner, that might not have happened.
No, no, Carla. I'm afraid it wouldn't have altered what happened, although at the time I hoped it would. But there have been some changes in the board, new members, and... Well, I won't bother you with the details. In any case, they flatly refused to let Bill go back to work.
Bill and Peggy. What will they do, Aunt Mary, without a job?
It means they won't be able to get married. Not just yet, at any rate. That's why Bill is so determined to straighten matters out. And that's what I came to tell you, Carla. Bill and I are leaving for Chicago tonight.
Chicago?
Yes, dear. Bill believes that must be where Mario went since he wrote that letter from there. We hope to find him and get him to come back home.
Oh, if you only could, Aunt Mary.
Well, child, I have a lot of hope that we'll succeed.
Yes, but Aunt Mary, don't you think that if Mario wanted to come home, he would have by now? If he hasn't, it must mean he still believes all that awful gossip about Bill and me.
Oh, he won't, Carla. Not after we find him and talk to him.
Do you really think it's possible to convince him, Aunt Mary? Don't forget, I tried for months to make him understand.
Yes, but he must have thought it over many times since he went away, Carla. Why, it might even be that he's already realized how wrong he was. But because of the way he acted toward you, he's just too ashamed to come home.
Maybe. Oh, I hope Bill can find him, but Chicago's such a big place. And we aren't even sure that's where he is now.
Well, it's worth a try, Carla. Bill has some ideas, and I have a theory, too, which may work out.
It's wonderful of you. Going to all that trouble, that long trip, leaving your family, just for us.
But I feel I must, Carla. Not only for your sake, but for Peggy and Bill's, too. Everyone here in Wakefield knows now it wasn't Bill who hurt you. But so long as they still feel he was guilty of breaking up your home, well, Mario's the only person whose word they'd be willing to accept.
If you can make him believe in me again, Aunt Mary.
He will, Carla. He loves you.
I don't know about that. If he really loves me, why did he send that letter to Angus MacKillop, giving away our home?
When he left here, child, he was angry. And in anger, people are apt to do things that they regret afterwards. When we find Mario and have a good talk with him, I have a feeling he'll change his mind and see things the way they really are, the way he wants to see them, in his heart.
I've had a lot of time to think about things since I've been here, Aunt Mary. Too much time, really.
I know, Carla.
When you have nothing else to do, you can't help thinking about the past. I thought of how happy Mario and I were before those awful rumors started about Bill and me. We were so happy. And then that awful time when he found my scarf in Bill's car. After that, everything changed. Everything went bad from then on. I still don't understand how it got there, or how the gossip ever got started.
Well, Carla, I'm not sure yet. But I'm beginning to think I have an idea how all those slanderous stories got started.
You do? How?
Well, it's too soon to talk about it yet. But I think somehow we'll know before too long.
You know, Aunt Mary, one thing that's bothered me an awful lot is how my troubles, Mario's and mine, have upset things for Bill and Peggy. When I think of it, it makes me dreadfully ashamed, Aunt Mary.
You mustn't feel responsible, dear. Nobody blamed you.
But I was selfish when I tried to protect Mario.
One's first thought is to protect those we love.
I know, but I should...
Carla, try to think of the future hopefully, dear. Why, by this time next week, Mario may be back home and everything will be all right, not only for Peggy and Bill, but for you and Mario, too.
Oh, I hope it works out that way. I wonder if Mario did go to Chicago. He always hated the city. He said living on the farm was the only life he wanted. That's why I couldn't believe he'd give our farm away like he did.
I saw Angelina the other day, and she says she won't accept the farm. Her only concern is for you and Mario to get together again.
She's a fine woman, Aunt Mary. She's always been awfully kind to me.
Of course she has, child. And she knows what a good wife you've been to her brother. So don't you worry about the farm. The main thing is for you to get back on your feet. Once you're up and around again, the whole world will look so much brighter.
At least I'll be able to keep busy.
That's right. And sometimes work is a mighty good medicine. I saw Dr. Lewis this morning, and he told me you're going to go home day after tomorrow.
Yes. But I'll be back again in a few months.
You will? To the hospital, you mean? But why?
I'm going to have a baby, Aunt Mary.
Oh, Carla, I'm so glad. So very glad.
We always wanted one. We prayed for a child. But now with Mario gone, it's so different.
Why, if Mario knew this, wild horses couldn't keep him away from him.
Oh, he mustn't know, Aunt Mary. I don't want him to.
You can't mean that.
I don't want him to come home just because of the baby. I'd rather go through it alone. If Mario comes back, I want him to come back only because he loves me and believes in me.
Yes, Carla, I can understand your feeling that way. And yet, if Mario knew...
No, Aunt Mary, please. Don't you understand? If he comes back still believing as he did when he left, we'd have no chance for happiness anyway. It would always hang over our heads. That's why I want to be sure he doesn't know. You will promise me, won't you? Promise to keep it a secret. Please.
Yes, dear, I promise. If that's what you want.
It is. And then, imagine how pleased and happy he'd be. If you find him and he did come back.
Mario would be the happiest man in the world. And Carla, he's going to be. You're both going to have that happiness that's coming to you.
Do you honestly believe that?
Yes, dear. I do.
Then I will, too. I'll let myself hope and plan. Aunt Mary, I'm so grateful I have you for a friend.
Yes, Aunt Mary, you have been a good friend to Carla Descari. And now the young woman's hopes are aroused. She dreams of your returning from Chicago with her husband, the father of a child. But even if you find Mario, Aunt Mary, your plan may not succeed. For Mario Descari has deliberately attempted to put all thoughts of his wife from his mind. And with the help of Anna Bartok, who has fallen deeply in love with him, Mario is likely to succeed. Unless you are able to bring him back to reality.